Here's an important question that educators are pondering these days. Can kindness be taught to children? As our world becomes a more and more unkind place, educators are looking into how to teach kindness to the little ones. Part of the kindness curriculum includes watching Sesame Street episodes, such as when Big Bird's friends help him conquer his stage fright, or when Elmo helps Zoe learn to ride her scooter. These educators may be on to something. The gospel we have just heard this morning has that same message. And if we have a primer for learning kindness, how to be kind people, all we have to do is observe the Lord Jesus in action. As we saw, the backdrop is Simon's mother-in-law. We learn she is sick at home. We're told that once Jesus hears about it, the first thing he does is approach her. Now, this may seem minor to us, but that detail is important. Why? Because the only way we can become personally involved in another person's difficulties is if we actually approach them, which means we move towards them. We get close to them. We leave our safe world and we enter theirs. A woman who works with terminally ill people says that one of the main things she's learned is that illness increases the sense of loss. Loss of the ability to do things. Loss of independence. Loss of the opportunities to be with others, to meet people, to have connections. She says she's come to see that these patients who are sick, they want people to draw near, to approach them. As she says, being known is what we all need and want all of our lives, at all ages and at all stages. We should take her words to heart. We can't allow our natural tendency to step away from uncomfortable situations to stop us from showing kindness to those who suffer. Jesus, we see here, is quick to move towards that person in pain. He approaches the sick woman. So what now? We see the next step that Jesus takes is that he grasps the woman's hand. We find a critical component of care in that simple gesture. To bridge the gulf between ourselves and others by taking another person's hand into our own. What Jesus shows us here is that we are most human when we connect with another person in distress by that simple gesture. By holding hands, we show another person that we are there with and there for them. There was this paramedic named Jack Casey that got called to the scene of an accident. A man was pinned underneath his pickup truck. Jack tried to free the man. Meanwhile, gasoline was dripping on both of them. All it would take would be one spark to send the whole place up in smoke. Jack took that scared man's hands. He squeezed them into his own, and he said to him, "Don't worry. I'm right here with you. I'm not going anywhere." And Jack stayed until a crew could rescue them. While most of us aren't confronted with such a life-threatening situation, still we can perform that basic human kindness. A child that has fallen to the ground, we take her hand into our own. An elderly woman who needs help getting to her feet, we take her hand. A man alone in a nursing home, we take his hand. Jesus did it. We can do it also. Then another thing. As the evangelist puts it, Jesus helped Simon's mother-in-law up. He helped. With that last gesture, we learn from Jesus' central lesson of his life. We are here to help others. There was a book named Brandon by Frederick Buechner, a sort of fictional story about the life of Saint Brandon. There's this one passage in the book when Brandon comes across a man who has lost a leg. This man is hopping on his good leg to reach his walking stick when he loses his balance. Brandon jumps towards the man and catches him in his arms. The man named Gildas apologizes, saying, "I'm as crippled as the dark world." Brandon answers him kindly with these words. "If it comes to that," he says, "which one of us isn't?" Then Brandon says, "To lend each other a hand when we're falling, perhaps that's the only work that matters in the end." We find in those few words the central truth of being Christ for others, to lend each other a hand when we're falling. And when it comes right down to it, it is the only thing that matters. Here at the start of Jesus' public ministry, we see him doing exactly that thing. He helped Simon's mother-in-law to her feet. Yes, he helped. So it should come as no surprise to us that the next thing we're told in this story is that the fever left that sick woman. Some in the crowd called it a miracle. Maybe it was. But it happened because Jesus did something we all can do. He approached the woman. He took her hand and he helped her. If and when we personally involve ourselves in other people's lives in these simple ways, we also can expect there will be healing of wounds, both inner and outer. In this way, Jesus, the teacher, shows us how to be kind to one another.